Hello. My name is Sumi Adate. I'm up here with Arthur Lee, a Black Panther that served time in San Quentin. I'm up here with Louis Talamantes, who's one of the San Quentin Six, who went through the experience together. And I'm up here with Melvin Dixon of the Commemorator, former member of the Black Panther Party. I would like to ask for a moment of silence for George Lester Jackson, who was murdered at San Quentin Prison on August 21st, 1971. Please. Thank you. Me and Vato, Luis Talamantes, has a comrade that was also a member of San Quentin Six, who still is in prison some 41 plus years later, since the death of George. His name is Hugo Antonio L. Pinnell. He's in Pelican Bay. This brother has not had a contact visit since 1970. He hasn't been able to touch another human being other than prison guards since 1976, when our trial ended. And he was convicted of assault, not murder, not conspiracy to murder, but of assault. Me and Luis were acquitted, as was Frida Drongo, who is now deceased. Johnny Spain, David Johnson,
and what?
The other brother was. Sorry about that.
We ain't scripted on this here.
Anyway, three of us was acquitted, and three of us was convicted. Everyone is out except for Hugo Pinnell. This brother have lived in torturous condition for over 40 years. One of the most painful things that he have endured is that he have not been able to touch his mother, his grandmother, or any of his loved ones since 1970. He is subjected to sensory deprivation. This is inhumane and should not be tolerated in a so-called democratic society. I said so-called because where's the voice of the people in terms of the policies that are set? Where's the voice of the people who are affected by these policies? Where's the voice of poor people and working class people? Where's our voice? In this very prison, we face torture by prison guards. Hugo Pinnell had clubs stuck up his rectum right here in San Quentin. Prison here by prison guards. They tortured him on a daily basis every time he went to court. And he went to court all the way to Soledad because he had a case from Soledad. And he had been transferred to San Quentin. So a person, a Lieutenant Nelson, who became the, later on became the associate warden of San Quentin, his ass participated in the torture of Yogi, Hugo Pinnell. You know, I don't have no respect for these people who run these prisons because they cover up, commit crimes, and cover up because the whole thing is to intimidate, to keep people from rising up. Mass incarceration that has taken place and has been taking place for over 20 years. This shit should not be allowed to stand. George Jackson was about bringing people together across racial lines, across the division that divide us. He believed in the power of the people. And those of you who have not read his book, take the time to read Soledad Brothers and subsequently Blood in My Eye. I'm gonna let my comrade speak.
I want to, friends, relation, I want to appreciate Suniara because we was kind of like nominating each other to come up and say something, you know, especially on this historical day, because this history of this over 100 year facility and all the ghosts that live in there and all the people been killed in there that don't know they're dead, it's bad energy. And only yourselves, bringing yourselves here, can amp it up so we can have some good energy, and we had some really good energy today. So we ain't worrying about what the oppressor's doing, this is what we're doing. And in memory of all the comrades, past and present, our friend Antonio Hugo Pinnell, Rochelle Sinkill McGee, and Chip Fitzgerald, Roman Chip Fitzgerald and all the other Panthers that got locked up and stuck in there forever in their memory. And we stand here today as double OGs, former prisoners. We give our appreciation. There ain't too many of us still around, but while we're around, we in a complete agreement that we need to be a representative of the comrades inside. And once again, we've seen historic times, Barbara Becknell and Crystal and the Occupy for Prisoners Solidarity Movement that took shape, partly inspired by the historic national hunger strike that the prisoners initiated on their own. The biggest box action that helped to unify everybody, done so in the spirit of Comrade George Jackson, Bobby Sands, and a lot of other past revolutionaries that stood for something and gave their life for something. In their spirit, we're gathered here today to dissipate the negative energy that flows from within this dungeon keep. Appreciate all the people that put this together. But once again, Occupy, we spun off from what you was doing. Occupy Oakland gave us space, Occupy San Francisco gave us space to bring in that 1% way at the bottom of our social rung. They gave us space, and in turn, the hunger strike went full throttle. Not just here, but nationwide as today. This is not an isolated event today across the country. We don't have to tell them to strike for human rights because it's been there all the time and it's always been something that they've always strived for. And this is what it's all about. While we're in minimum security, we have our freedom. share your freedom with the people that are inside. Once again, I give it back to the comrades here.
Please demand that prisoners be treated throughout this nation as human beings first and foremost, and be given the rights that every human being in this world should have. All power to the people. Long live the memory of George Lester Jackson.